Brendan Rodney from the Canadian Olympic team, a man who runs very fast, who won a bronze medal, 4x100. He represents himself very well and our country very well. Brendan, thanks for doing this. Welcome to the program and congratulations on the medal. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me. I'm here just enjoying being home.
Yeah, so tell us about getting home. And when you got to the airport, we saw quite the reception that you guys got. Were you surprised by how many people showed up?
Yeah, I was actually surprised, you know, but at the same time, I think we did a great job of trying to make Canada proud and representing ourselves, representing the country. So, you know, it was well appreciated. A lot of people were there, a lot of young kids, you know, media, everything. So it was a great experience.
So that was a great experience. How great of an experience was Rio for you?
Not Rio, you know, it was a great experience. It started off with some downs, and then, you know, it got better as the meet went on. So, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a learning experience. You know, I wouldn't change it. So I'm going to say I give Rio an A+.
All right, so you go to Rio, and before you go to Rio, we hear the horror stories about Rio, and you're an athlete, and you stay with the athletes. What was that experience like? Was it as bad as you thought it might be, or was it okay?
You know, our country, Canada, had reassured us that, you know, things were going to be great for, you know, us, because as Canadians, you know, they made sure our buildings were, you know, in great condition, all these other things. So, you know, I really wasn't worried. More with, like, the mosquitoes and stuff, that they gave us a lot of stuff to protect us. You know, Canada gave us mosquito repellent. They gave us permethrin for our clothes. So, you know, they did everything that to make sure that we were comfortable and we were safe. So, you know, I wasn't really worried. Just because, you know, I had a great country behind us, you know, making sure everything went well.
All right. So if you're just joining us, our guest is Brendan Rodney from the Canadian Olympic team. He's a sprinter. He won a bronze medal, 4x100 relay. And you were named to the Olympic team in July and you won the bronze medal. Tell me what was the feelings of both, because being named to the Olympic team, maybe not as big as a thrill as winning a medal, but it's got to be pretty close for a guy like you who's worked as hard as you have to get where you are.
You know, being named to the Olympic team, it was like a dream come true. And then the way I did it, you know, I just went out there and ran, you know, my best ever in life to make the team. You know, I was really excited. But winning the bronze medal, you know, that was my goal, to win a medal. So, you know, it was exciting, but it was like something I knew I could do. So I was happy that I was able to achieve the goal. So that was probably the biggest excitement, that I came home with what I said I was going to come home with. So that's probably good.
And what's the biggest change now that you won a medal? Before, I'm sure you had your friends, your homies, your people. You got a lot of texts. Good luck. And now that you won the medal, what was the most surprising text message or any kind of message that you received? Somebody that you went, whoa, I didn't know I was going to get this. Anybody? Did anything surprise you?
Nothing really surprised me on, like, message standpoint, but just by the amount of people that, you know, noticed us. Like, this morning, I went to go do my admissions test, and, you know, somebody noticed me from there. So, you know, it's exciting about those things. You know, people are taking notice to my sport and you know, who I actually am. That's one of the things that kind of got me.
Hold on a second. You went to go do your what? Your emission test?
Yeah, for my car.
Hold on a second. You just won a bronze medal. What are you doing going for an emission test? Shouldn't someone come and get your car and do that for you?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm a laid-back guy. I'll do stuff myself. I don't really mind. I enjoy driving, so that's not even a problem to me.
What kind of car are you driving that you need to do an emission test?
A Honda Accord, but I just haven't been driving it for over a year now, because I've been at school and training and track. So, you know, now I get time to actually drive my car and have fun.
So is your car blowing bad gas, or are you okay?
No gas, no nothing. Everything's good, you know. So just enjoying it.
So you passed the emission test is what you're telling me?
No, I didn't, just because I
all right,
just plugged my car back in, so it won't pass until tomorrow.
All right, cool. Well, good. Good luck with the emission test on the Honda. And our guest, and before we let you go, Brendan Rodney's our guest, won a bronze medal at the Olympics in Rio. When you handed the baton off to DeGrasse, how confident were you at that point that you guys were going to medal? Did you have that thought in your head at all?
You know, I went out there to do my job, and I said, you know, he's going to be tired. So So I'm going to try to put as much, you know, ground on the field for so then his job is easier. So, you know, once I got him to stick, I was like, yo, he didn't move, but I know he's going to run. Just, he wants to win, and, you know, he's just like me, so he's a competitor. So I was confident he was going to get the job done once he got the stick.
So you're Canadian, right? You're born in Etobicoke. Your hometown's Brampton, yeah. Ontario. You see what's gone on, yeah, at the Olympics. We're Canadian, okay? Canadians carry themselves, yeah, a certain way for the most part. There's the odd exception. But, yeah, and I don't expect you to disparage athletes from other countries, but with what happened with Ryan Lochte and with Hope Solo, as a Canadian athlete, how conscious, yeah, are you of those types of occurrences when you see them? Do you sit there and just shake your head? Do you say you're glad that's not me? Are you thinking, I would never do something like that? How does it affect an athlete from Canada?
You know, I think they try to hold us to the highest of standards in Canada. So our Olympic committee does a great job of, you know, telling us what we should do, where we should go, how we should handle certain situations. So, I mean, I don't really think, I can't judge somebody from another country and how they handle their situations, but I know that our Canadian Olympic committee does a great job of, you know, trying to teach us the right ways to handle situations and make sure we're safe. So that's about it. I don't shake my head. I just do my job and focus on me.
So what do we have in the future for you? You're 24 years old. I know that you were born in Etobicoke, and then you migrated to Brampton. I know that that's a big move. Probably took 15, 20 minutes to get there. What's your next move?
You know, I'm going to go back to I just finished my master's in New York, but I'm going to go back and train. You know, get ready for the World Championship next year. Hopefully bring a gold medal in that relay and then bring an individual medal on my own, you know. So those are the plans for the next year. And then 2020, we're coming back with a vengeance, gold medals all around.
All right, your nickname's Bucky. Why is your nickname Bucky?
Because when I was younger, I had buck teeth. Now I have braces. So, you know, I think the nickname might change eventually.
All right, and you're apparently pretty good at Xbox, and you play with the other guys on the team in board games. What's your board game and what's your Xbox game?
Right now, the Xbox game that we've been playing a lot is called The Division. But we play Monopoly a lot, too. Monopoly is definitely one of the games that we play just because it's so competitive. It's like we'll stay up 4 hours just to play the game. And then when we lose, we want to play it again. But it's like 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, we can't really stay up and play. We got to sleep.
So you play, but, so you play Monopoly. Are you a Park Place guy or Boardwalk?
You know, you get both of them. You try to get the Monopoly, but I'm not one of those guys. Boardwalk, it's too expensive to build the properties over there. I'll go on the other side where it's like purple and like oranges.
When I was a kid, yeah, I'd play Monopoly, right? I would take the money and I thought it was real and I would go to the store and try to spend it.
I never did that, but when I first went to the States, like, people used to look at our money like it was Monopoly money because it's different colors, like how Monopoly's is compared to theirs is green.
Yeah.
That was the only instance of me seeing Monopoly, or using money as Monopoly money.
Yeah, Canadian money, people in the States, they look at it because theirs is all one color, and they see Canadian money, and they say, yeah, what is that, Monopoly money?
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for doing this. Enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck with the emissions test, and hopefully we'll see you in the Olympics again in 4 years, pal.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.